Chapter 1. The Golden Beads. Abdullah loosened his head covering. Another hard day of work was beginning. His job was to help remove dirt from ancient tombs or graves. Abdullah tried to count all of the graves on the excavation site, but he soon stopped counting. "There are lots of graves," he thought. "I can't count all of them, and if Sheikh Hamoudi sees me counting graves instead of working, he will send me away." Abdullah went back to work. While he worked, he dreamed of finding a hidden treasure. Sheikh Hamoudi worked for the Englishman, Charles Leonard Woolley. The Sheikh was in charge while the Englishman and his wife were away in Baghdad. The Sheikh was fair to his workers, but Abdullah was afraid of him. Abdullah had grown up in the south of Iraq. He had never been far away from his village. Abdullah picked up his basket. Then he walked toward the excavation area. As Abdullah was about to put his basket down, he saw something on the ground. He knelt down near a deep, narrow hole. 3 gold beads lay on the ground. Abdullah was very excited. He looked around. No one was watching him, so he picked up the beads. "Should I give them to the Englishman?" he thought. The Englishman gave money to the people who had found something valuable. Abdullah did not know what to do. "What if the Englishman keeps the golden beads and gives nothing to me because I am only a boy?" Abdullah worried.